Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to The Junks on a Victory Tuesday, presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. For all of you prize pigs, before the show is over, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Ducks. Not yet. When I prompt you to call, that's when you call in to win.
Let me mention this real quick. The Still Barking book tour starts tomorrow in Fairfax at Potbelly. You can go to stillbarking.com to buy the book, but also to see all the book tour information. You're going to hit Gaithersburg on Friday. Then Saturday, you could hang with AWOD because I'm going to be doing a Pacers Pamplona tour stop.
Very good.
In Arlington. Jason's actually coming tomorrow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I believe Valdez is coming tomorrow. Here's the deal. Started chipping the books out yesterday. It's an arduous process, okay? I'm going to blame Rick Snyder on this one. He told me to go down this route,
Rick.
But I'm working with somebody to get the books out as fast as possible. But if you're anxious to get the books, come out to a book signing. You can pick it up in person. I sign it for you as long as it hasn't been shipped. If it's been shipped, you'll get tracking information. So if you haven't gotten the tracking information, then you know your book hasn't been shipped.
Very good.
Unless you're Al Rashid, who I just handed the book to Drab.
Hmm. Perfect.
I'm sure Drab's happy about that.
He's got to take care of that. Speaking of books, I believe you guys have watched the teaser during the break.
It's actually pretty good.
I actually haven't watched it yet.
Robert Griffin III.
Oh, he's bringing it.
Former quarterback here in Washington is putting out a book next year, and here is the teaser.
What's up, guys? I'm so excited to announce that I wrote a book, and it's coming out in August 2022, titled Surviving Washington. Now, every experience that I've ever had has made me a better husband, a better father, and a better player. But I want you to take this journey with me as I walk you through one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of sports. I'm going to tell you the truth about what happened in that playoff game in 2012 against Seattle. I'm going to detail the medical mismanagement that I received during my time in Washington. I'm going to open your eyes to the sexual harassment that permeated the walls of that building and give you a deep dive into a power struggle between one of the most powerful coaches in all of sports and an owner that many of you want gone. They say the truth will set you free. So here it is, unfiltered. Pre-order now.
What's the name? Is the name of the name of Surviving Washington?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just heard that Dan Snyder is buying every single copy. Well, he's hosting a massive book signing.
No, he's going to have a book signing at the Redskins Park.
Hold on. I think all of the sexual harassment stuff needs to be exposed, and any legitimate account of that, I'm all about it. Let's get it out there. I do kind of question. I mean, I guess he's just going to. I mean, remind me how it ended. He and Mike had already kind of blown up at each other, right? Like that relationship soured, right? Remind me.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mike wanted him to continue doing what he was doing, and he wanted to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, during the season, I think we talked about it. Mike was kind of criticizing him in so many words.
Right.
After game and in post-game press conferences.
Right.
And you're right. They were at odds.
Jay never really wanted to deal with him. He was criticizing him.
But Jay gave him a shot, and then he got beat out by Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the same guy. It's a shame. I would have loved to have seen Robert be healthy.
And here's the irony, I think, is if he's going to blame Shanahan for keeping him on the field in the Seattle game, he got so bitter when Shanahan was trying to protect him later on during the whole Operation Patience thing.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, is that this is going to be, I have a feeling, some revisionist history.
Sure, it's his
one-sided side.
Well, of course,
some revisionist
trying to sell books.
maybe yeah. Shani will come back with the book afterwards. No.
Right.
Of course, it'll be one-sided, but I don't know. It'll be.
And it's very.
I won't buy it.
It's very. Oh, I might. It's very PC to trash all things Washington.
True, but
which puts Robert right where he likes
to
be. It's the hot fire.
Yeah. Hey, but why not take advantage of that if you're him? And
just be truthful. All I'm asking is be truthful. Look, if he's truthful, I'm all about it.
I'm guessing Look, I don't know. I'm guessing that there's a ghostwriter involved that he talked to who's doing research on the sexual harassment stuff. Because what does he really know about the sexual harassment stuff behind the walls? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
is he
going to
give us firsthand accounts?
We don't know.
He might.
He might.
That
would
be interesting.
He might have witnessed something or had a friend that was a victim of it. Who knows?
He might, but. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man.
Hey, I'll give him this.
Into a dangerous
that's a good teaser.
Probably sell a lot of books.
You got to wait all the way till next August?
Yeah, that's weird. Get that thing out. You wrote it. Let's put it out. What are you waiting for?
He hasn't written it.
You're waiting for training camp?
Yeah. I would bet almost my life he hasn't written it.
It's on the yeah, it's in the works.
I would bet somebody pitched it to him and he gave the green light and now he's going to have to talk to somebody to put it together. Nice. That's just my guess.
He was begging for a job like a month ago from this team.
I know.
So weird.
He's, you know why? Because
he's
weird.
And then
weird.
They said no,
weird,
so he said, okay, let me write a book about you.
Well, because
yeah,
on
I mean,
a national level.
He's nuking any chance of coming back in the
on
league.
On a national
coming
level,
back,
whoever pitched
on,
him the book.
League? The NFL?
Like you said, a month ago he was begging.
Yeah,
so, every week he was like, call me.
He's a broadcaster.
He knows it's done.
He's a broadcaster now.
He is a broadcaster.
That's what he's doing.
I know. It's just.
Do you like him on TV? I haven't seen that much of
him. I told you many times. He's very good at describing the action. He can analyze the game. He's just a little too much
cheesy.
RG3. He likes to hear himself talk a little bit.
Very me.
But he's good at describing it. Yeah.
He trends on Twitter almost every Saturday.
Because, for good or bad.
Because he does something stupid 50, or says 50. Something stupid.
People are very reactionary. They either like him or they can't stand him. They want him yanked out of the booth.
So that's kind of like the LeVar effect. LeVar called a game, an NFL game.
Oh, people recently. Don't like when LeVar's on? I always think he's pretty good on TV.
I thought he was good, but I think he's polarizing. There are guys who are just polarizing.
I know he was polarizing as a player. I didn't know he was polarizing.
I think it's also like Tlaib. Tlaib has been on TV. Some people like him, some people don't. Tlaib,
yeah. LeVar is very polarizing to Greg Williams. I know that. Yeah. That I do know. Yeah. That I'm aware of.
Dude, Robert is crazy, man. I mean,
crazy because he's trying to make money. He's going to make money.
He's making plenty of money. He's going to make a ton of money doing broadcasting.
Yeah.
He already made a ton of money in the NFL. Probably made a boatload of endorsements.
Okay.
Make more.
But like you said, the Mannings don't need money, and they're doing a freaking commercial with four of them sitting around like a Thanksgiving dinner.
With J.B. Smoove.
Right.
They'll take the money.
The thing.
Do you think Ben Affleck needs the money?
No, but Jason
but you see
might.
His spots doing.
Jason might, because he only had one commercial read today. So he might need some money.
I was a little upset by that.
I had zippy.
How about this hot take?
Cold.
It was a light day.
Light.
How about this hot take? And I'm literally just thinking off the top of my head here, so go ahead and attack me all you want.
About our Jesus?
Yes. If he knew about sexual harassment 10 years ago, why didn't he say anything?
Correct.
It's a good point.
Why didn't he say anything?
He says he's a better man than
now because all of a sudden it's been exposed and it's a cool thing.
He can cash in on it now.
Now, you know, why don't you say something?
That's why.
Like I said, my guess is that he has a ghostwriter that's going to do a bunch of research on the sexual harassment and put together some chapters.
Yeah. Most likely outcome. All right, Prize Picks. I told you to keep listening. Now is your time. Now is your time to shine, to oink. 800-636-1067 is the number. 10th caller, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the Caps as they take on the Ducks at Capital One Arena Monday, December 6th. See Ovi and the Caps all season at Capital One Arena. Single game tickets, group tickets, partial plans, all on sale. For more info on tickets, visit washcaps.com/tickets. And, of course, you listen to the Caps all season long right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, not to muck it up. But I'm going to give away two golden tickets tomorrow at Potbelly in Fairfax for the book party, the P1 party at my house.
Very good.
December 11th. So two golden tickets tomorrow in Fairfax.
Good.
By the way, quickly, the Wiz lost to San Antonio last night by about 20.
I had no idea they were even on.
And they're coming back down to earth a little bit. I mean, yeah. They played 4 out of 6 on the road.
But they had a nice win against Dallas before that.
I agree.
They got smoked by the Pelicans before
Pelicans beat them by 25.
So a little up and down.
So, yeah, they're starting to come back down to earth, but still 13-7, I think. So I don't know when we're talking to Coach again. Maybe next week?
I think it would be this week. We didn't talk to him last week.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gone. I didn't know. But we'll see. And the Caps play the Panthers tonight.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Don't they play the Panthers tonight? I think so.
Overall, though, if you're a DC sports fan, Washington is trending in the right direction. Okay, they got a losing record. Caps are the best in the NHL.
It's amazing.
And the Wizards are off to an unexpected start.
That's right. Gotta love it. It's good for us. Good for the business.
It definitely is. All three teams would qualify for the playoffs.
And Terps Hokies tomorrow.
Gotta get out of here. Beamich and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.